joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. For many to see God, what they see is plague. What they see is negativity. What they see is darkness. But Elijah said, you got to see me. If you see me, it'll be yours. It'll be another level. It'll be another dimension. It'll be another mantle that'll come on you. But if you don't see me, I'm taking it with me. Or let me take that back. He wouldn't take it with him. It would be here, but it would be for someone else. Now, the 50 prophets that were at Jericho, the number 50 represents Pentecost. I'm here to declare to you this morning, there's something beyond Pentecost. I said there's something awaiting the church that's beyond Pentecost. In other words, God's going to write some history with this last day's church. And I believe he saved the best wine, the divine wine, for the last day's church. Or there's the old wine and the new wine, but there's a divine wine now. But see, you got to cross over the Jordan. You got to be able to see him when he's caught up. Amen. You can tell somebody, you got to be able to see. It's quiet in here. Some, tell somebody, you got to see this thing. Through the eyes of faith, you got to see. See, understand, chariots came like lightning. You imagine how bright it was. But not only was it bright and fiery, but Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind, a tornado. Now imagine a tornado in that desert area kicking up sand, a sandstorm. So there was much opposition, even to the one that was in relationship. First thing you do when sand start blowing, you cover your eyes. But Elijah had come too far. His relationship was stronger than the environment. Help me, Holy Ghost. It was stronger than the storm he was in. I say his relationship was stronger. He didn't care whether he got sand in his eyes or not. He opened his eyes and he saw while the whirlwind was blowing. And it took Elijah up, and because he saw, the mantle was released. Hey. I said, hey. When you see there's something released. You see, Elisha knew he tore his clothes. Remember Bartimaeus crying by the wayside. And as Jesus passed, people were telling Bartimaeus, be quiet, beggar. Trouble not the master. But Bartimaeus got louder. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody it's time for you to get louder. Amen. It's not time for you to succumb to darkness. It's time for you to outshout the darkness. Tell the darkness where to go. Tell the darkness you got to bow your knee. Amen. Run the devil off. Push the darkness back with your voice, with your sound, with your frequency from heaven. Amen. When Jesus cried on the cross, he said, it is finished. And the veil tore. So he sees Bartimaeus when the Lord stopped because he heard his voice and he saw the activity in heaven. When he heard his voice and saw that activity, he stopped and said, bring him to me. And immediately, the bright color coat that someone blind had to wear, Bartimaeus, when he knew he got the summons, he went to taking off his coat. See, Elisha, right there at Jericho, he went to tear his garments because he knew I'd seen him. I saw him. I saw him when he was leaving. He knew something was coming to him. I know it's coming. Let me get out of this. I'm about to get into a double portion. I'm about to step into a new era. I'm about to do this thing off the charts now. I'm going back a changed person. Help us, Holy Ghost. Come on, the double portion. I have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Hey! Hallelujah! Something's coming towards you, and it's coming fast. Lift up your eyes from where you are. Don't look down, look up. Your redemption is drawing near. That mantle fell. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I say that mantle fell. Verse 13, back in 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 13. When he saw Elisha no more, Elisha saw it no more, he tore his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He said, this day is over with. Yeah. 13, he said, he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. When he had also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. In other words, they reverenced, they respected, they honored him. They saw that he received the mantle. Amen. They saw. See, the 50 represent Pentecost. They viewed from a distance. See, there's something happening that's going to happen beyond Pentecost. But I want you to see something here, because the 50... even though they recognize God doing something much greater than what happened at Pentecost, they went on to say, Elisha, God may have dropped your master somewhere in the valley or somewhere in the mountain. Let us go there. We are 50 strong. We are Pentecost. Let us go and search for your master. Elisha already knew. No, he's gone. I'm the one now. Amen. Help me, somebody. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm the one now. This thing is on me now. It's my turn now. The double portion's here now. I don't know what you're looking for now. Amen. Here it is, alive and in living color. Amen. You're the one. But they said, no, let us go search. So they kept at him until he got ashamed. He said, all right, go ahead. So the 50 went out. For 3 days, they searched. Didn't find anything. Came back, and Elisha said, I told you. You're looking at it in living color now. Tell somebody next to you. Tell them, you are the move. Come on. You saved and sanctified. You've been through Gilgal. You here at Bethel. You're not stuck on Jericho. You have crossed the Jordan. Guess what? Your eyes are open. Amen. And you see... God says a mantle's coming. Tell somebody a double portion is coming. Come on, tell somebody a double portion's coming. See, that double portion lifted him above the other prophets that were stuck at Pentecost. Amen. It lifted him above. He had a double portion. They had a portion. And the amazing thing is Elisha never went to the school. He didn't know the doctrine. He didn't know how to do exegesis in the Hebrew and the Greek. But oh, he had the double portion. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, his came out of relationship. Not just from studying a book. Not just from hearing an instructor. It came out of relationship. Hey! Hallelujah! His was birthed in a prayer closet. His was birthed in serving Elijah. Remember that song, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing? He had the real thing. See, when you got the real thing, Jordan ain't gonna stop you. You ain't gonna dwell in Bethel. You will go there, but you know that's not where you stay. Amen. You're not concerned with Gilgal. You are maturing in the things of God. You are going on to new heights. You are taking inheritance. You know how to do some warfare. You know how to follow close. You know how to keep rank. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. You see, Passover is the 30-fold. The way. Pentecost is the 60-fold. The truth. Tabernacles. And it's coming fast. Amen. Is the life. The way, the truth, and the life. And that's the 100-fold. Amen. That's when God, I'm telling you, get ready for it. God's getting ready to do stuff. Ain't been done before. Amen. Help us, Holy Spirit. I wish I had some real help in here. I said, God getting ready to do. He's in the process. He's preparing you. And that's why he got you following so close. That's why he got you hanging on like that. As long as you live, and I ain't going nowhere. Because I know there's something coming toward me. I know that while I'm hanging on, while I'm standing firm, while I keep this relationship right, something is coming to me. There's a transference. There's a mantle that's coming. God gonna get you in a place. He said, ask what you will now. Ask whatever you want right now. Help me, Holy Ghost. Solomon, God came to him in a dream. Said, ask whatever you want. I'm going to give it to you. See, Solomon, who means peaceable. Solomon wasn't stuck at Jericho. Can I say it that way? He wasn't greedy for Jericho more and more. He said, listen, Lord, this great people you got is so many. What I need some wisdom to go in and out, to lead your folks, because some of them crazy. I just paraphrase, you know. He probably did say that, though. But I need your wisdom to go in and out among your people. And, you know, this is your people. This is your great people, your treasure. And I want to do right by this thing. And his request pleased God. God said, because you didn't ask for riches. Come on, somebody. Because you wasn't begging me for no riches. You weren't anxious over a bunch of stuff. You didn't ask me to put a curse on so-and-so because they took your money. You didn't ask me for the neck of your enemy. You didn't ask me. Because you didn't ask for none of that, Solomon, I'm going to give you the wisdom.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.